Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Friday Eve. We're almost there. Another week in the books. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our fine program, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I got a fine co-host with me today. His name is Tom Paulsiewicz, two-time congressional candidate, Navy vet, small business owner, an all-around gem of a guy. We're talking about the death of expertise, the attacks on expertise. And it seemed to me, even before I read Tom Nichols' article in The Atlantic, Tom, that the Elon Musk doge of it all is really the fruition of sort of a Republican decades old anti-expert movement in a lot of ways. The idea that populism or being of the people means that we have to reject and be suspicious of all experts, when in reality, don't you want experts running your government? I mean, like a democratic system of government requires experts and expertise to do the job right. And listen, everybody may have an opinion, but not all opinions are created equal.
No.
I'd prefer the expert opinion, please. Yes. And thank you very much.
Right. And here's the interesting thing, though. I think what's happened over the last 10 to 15 years is the world has gotten more complicated.
Yes.
And, you know, as Democrats have a very hard time making the complicated simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Republicans have ignored complicated and just gone right to simple.
Right.
Right. Because it's easier because you can ignore the underlying facts or the information or anything else that's happening because people need simple. Right. It's hard to absorb it all, you know, because one of the things I've done my entire career of coaching is how do you bring it down to actionable items that help people keep moving forward? Sometimes
yes.
It's very hard to do because the world is very complex and challenges are complex. But Republicans have convinced people that you don't need to know the underlying facts or information or have expertise to make things simple.
Right.
I'll just say something and therefore it's true. And if that's true, right? Because clearly, you know, the trillions of dollars we spend at the federal level, most of it is fraud and waste.
If of course it is. Yeah, well, just
right.
Shut it all down.
I have to say that, right? And everybody goes, oh, that makes sense, right?
Because, yeah, mm-hmm,
you know, my wife and I were laughing about common sense the other day, you know, because
yes.
From now on, we're just going to say, well, that's just common sense, right? and it does, it's just not true. But I think the hard part is how do you help people understand it's more complex? There are more unintended consequences. There are more things happening than when somebody has a simple answer who doesn't have the expertise, they should be out. They should be not listened to, right? It shouldn't matter
right.
as much as somebody who has expertise, but the other thing is how do we help people understand and how do you break things down in a way to make it more simple to comprehend, to make it actionable?
Yes, folks, that's Tom Paulsiewicz. He's my special guest co-host here on Wednesdays. There are two, and we're going to go to the phones, folks, if you want to get in on this great discussion, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. There are two things that I wanted to highlight, and that is that I think a lot of people conflate experts with elites.
Yes.
And the vast majority of experts that I know actually aren't elites, right? They're not the 100 millionaires or billionaires.
Right.
These are people that have spent all their money acquiring degrees in a particular,
right.
a very highly niched area. And they're simply not elites. They're people that are drawn to a particular area of study and practice because they have a passion about it.
And they usually aren't rich because they've spent
Correct.
All their money learning and time learning and not trying to profit from it.
So that's the first thing. Experts right. are not the elites. They're
yeah.
not actually the people that I think the vast majority of Trump voters resent and are angry about.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, not only is there that conflation of elitism and expertise, which I think is born of like the don't tell me what to do a little
right.
bit.
Right.
And then at the same time, assuming that people that have an incredible amount of wealth are experts in everything. Correct. Like Elon Musk is the very embodiment of that completely yes. irrational concept. Like, of course he's not an expert in anything, of course, or everything.
Right.
Of course Trump doesn't know the most of anyone about insert issue of the day. Like, right? So we're at this very weird time and we're proceeding through it at our collective peril, right?
Yes, absolutely.
A couple of our texters wanted to get him in. Dave from New Berlin, Megan, Tom, and I chuckle, pointing out that Marjorie Trailer Trash Green said yesterday with no sense of irony
right.
that federal employees don't deserve their checks. Okay, MTG.
Yep.
Just quite
what's her,
a bit.
What's her bank account, by the way, so we can stop the direct deposit?
Right.
So.
You mean you, a federal yeah. employee? Oh,
right.
It's yeah. too sophisticated. Too much nuance for that expert. Yeah. Yeah. Steve yeah. from Milwaukee saying we need to fight for freedom, educational freedom, financial yes. freedom, well-being, freedom from overly priced, too expensive health care, the freedom of the press. He goes on and on. I completely agree. Not rewarding criminals and grifters who are cheating people out of what they earned. 100%. Let's go to the phones. We got Jack from Merrimack on the line. Say hi to Tom. Jack, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hello, it's Tom and Maggie. Anyone that read Project 2025 or excerpts from it or synopsis from it realized this is exactly what was promised.
Yes.
The Project 2025 states specifically, and it's not a direct quote, but basically they say results, all opinions, all regulations have to be in accordance with so-called conservative principles. What they actually mean is, of course, what the MAGAs want them to be. And in other words, what they're saying is, yeah, here's a result. Now, anybody that
work backwards,
finds that result, we're going to
yes.
recognize. And we're not going to recognize anybody else.
Jack, you're 100% right. It was not just we expect you to work backwards from the results that we want. They also are instituting what is, in fact, litmus tests for scientists and doctors and epidemiologists and anyone that works in an expert field that you won't get hired unless you will jimmy with the
right.
work, the scientific method to give us the results we want.
Yes.
Very scary. Thanks for the call, Jack from Merrimack. Cam from Appleton, say hi to Tom. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Tom and Maggie. I have a slight challenge for you because I'm actually, it's a challenge because I don't even know what your response is going to be. It's not some sort of gotcha question. I want to see you work it out in real time because
I love
very,
these.
Yeah, me too.
To this conversation. So you mentioned how there's people that have status and stuff. It doesn't mean that they necessarily have the knowledge of what they claim. If I'm doing research and reading the actual physical reports, like the 90-page boring language reports from the experts that say that our voting machines are hackable and that they're very easy to break into, but then those that are up high in Dominion or on the news or are politicians who don't even know how to convert files to PDFs claim that our elections are secure, how do I convey that to other people to get them to drop this sense that we have the most secure elections in the country? Because it's simply not true when the experts that do those tests say they're not.
It's an interesting question, Cam. Tom, I'll let you go at this one, and then I've got a couple of thoughts.
Yeah, I'll start with Cam. First off, have you ever been a poll worker?
Let me put Cam. Have you ever been a poll worker, Cam?
No, I have not been a poll worker.
Okay, so first off, I would highly recommend that you go and do a shift as a poll worker because you will then see how this works in action because those machines are air-gapped. Those machines are not connected to the internet. So the starting point is when you understand how the actual votes are processed, it helps put things into more context, because understanding the process helps you understand what the risks are. And the 90-page report, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but I don't think it's written by a poll worker. So, and if you've ever read the poll worker documentation, which is binders and binders of information, it would probably give you a lot more comfort about our elections.
What do you think about that, Cam?
I think it's slightly misguided. There are ways to hide scripts that will execute like small bit flipping, which is really easy when you're dealing with votes. And this is coming from a guy that works on computer systems and will hack them for a hobby. You can hide that inside of the RAM components themselves, and the RAM components, when swapped out, do not.
Let me just jump in here, and I'm gonna, because you're gonna lose half of us who don't know what you're talking about. But here's what I have to say: isn't part of the check that every time I've ever voted, I get a printed out ballot, and I can see where my votes were cast, and then I watch it get counted. And here's the other thing: I'll just say, there are variations in both systems and methods from state to state and jurisdiction to jurisdiction. I would never be so bold as to say there are no vulnerabilities. There's nothing to ever look at. What I mean to say is there are instances or vulnerabilities that could exist. I don't have the technical expertise to assess that. But what you have to zoom out and look at is whether or not is the system subject to such interference that outcomes could be changed. And that's what I'm highly suspicious of. I will offer this other point, which is the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, who are the people that are supposed to be looking at this. If we all have, any of us have concerns about election process security, Donald Trump has basically gutted the agency and fired half of its employees.
Yes.
Like, oh, yes. The MAGA's very concerned about election integrity, except not at all. Right. Like, it's again, the smoke screen becomes clear.
Maggie, let me just tie this real quickly to what we were talking about with expertise, though. But the expertise on the ground for actually running elections and running polls is astounding. There is so much built-in understanding of the processes and the rules and what you need to pay attention to. And if something goes wrong, here's exactly what you do. That's the true expertise. And I don't think we talk about that enough, especially when we talk about elections.
And I'll also just mention this very briefly. Like, I was at the 2020 recount in Milwaukee. There were hand counts and machine counts of printed out ballots that you could verify and look at.
Right.
And there were tiny differentials, right? And then they get them recounted, and then it matches up now.
And then they would fix them.
Correct. Yes. In any case, I think Cam has sent me some of this information. I need to put on my thinking cap one weekend and wade into the technicalities.
Good luck, Maggie.
Yes, wish me all the best. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you got just a little bit of time, my friend.
Yeah, this is the whole Project 2025 then is right out of Stalinism. It's Stalinist politics, where science had to match what Joe Stalin said it did, and if it didn't, with his Soviet socialist thought, it was rejected. And these guys are rejecting democracy itself in line with their whatever it is. I mean, it's not even in conformity with American democracy at all. I mean, that I know enough from reading the Federalist Papers and the Madison's writings, and that these guys are just rejecting democracy itself, and that they want to tear down a democratic republic.
Yeah. It's a bottom line. That is what it is. Folks, we're going to take care of a little bit of business, just a wee little bit, very quick little pause. And we're going to come back with Tom Paulswitz, my special guest host today. I'm Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Join us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.